Okay, Granny, besides in the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside? And if you did, what'd you call that place?
Well, wouldn't call it anything, I don't reckon. The cow'd just come up to a certain place and I'd milk the cow, but... And I'd have a trough maybe there to feed her in, just out in the open.
Okay, where'd you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, in my days, they went outside in the woods. The fields were all fenced in, the crops were all fenced in, and all those cows and hogs and all run outside in the woods.
Didn't you lose them?
No, they'd come up to be fed.
Didn't people, when they got hungry, did they steal?
Well, they did later years, they'd try to get them. Now, Carl had some that got out of the pasture, and the sow had some pigs, and they grew it up wild. And people went over there and killed them.
Granny, what do you call a little place that you put a fence around and put pigs in?
Pig pen.
Granny said pigs and hogs.
Is there... Well, yeah, pigs are small and hogs are dumb.
What's a shoat? I heard Grandpa talk about shoats.
Well, it's, a shoat's just, I don't know, it's not a little girl, you know, just a... Between a pig and a hog. There's a shoat, you know, it's a pretty good size.
And have to soak them in water.
Okay, where'd you used to keep your milk and butter?
Well, I have kept them in a tub of cold water. And then I have,
We bought the chair,
dig a hole, you know, back in the bank. Put them back in there.
Any particular name you call that?
No.
I'd have to take them out and let the milk tether and then churn it. What does that mean?
Put it in a churn and have a churn dash in there and churn up and down until you made your butter.
Okay, Granny, you know, you got a barn there and you got a fence.
And had upstairs,
what do you call it, what area?
Had a bed upstairs.
The horses walked around there.
Pasture.
Something like a ladder. In the loft, I called it.
Can I ask Granny a question? Okay. What is he said clamber. I don't understand. What is a clamber?
Well, didn't you never see no clamber milk?
No.
Well, it just, it gets thick and clabbery. You can take a spoon and just dip it up in big lumps, you know. And the cream rises on top.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
Charlie's raised a few rows in the garden. Oh, yeah, we had cotton. We raised cotton in Missouri. We lived out there for 3 years.
What would you have to do to it to raise cotton?
Now this
plant it, and what do you got
to
do?
Yeah, you have to plant it and fly it and hoe it, thin it out.
Okay.
You'd have to thin it. It'd be real thick. It'd be planted with a cotton planter, you know, and it'd be real thick. You'd have to go in there and thin it out.
Okay, did you use a hoe?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you call it when you went out with a hoe? What do you do to it?
We just cut a hole and thin the cotton.
We just had curtain.
Thin it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call a grass that used to grow up in the cotton field where you didn't want it to grow?
When I was growing up, you didn't know anything about it.
The grass you didn't want it to grow up in the cotton field, what would you call it?
You just call it grass. And they put geese in the cotton field
one morning real early.
Let them out there, a big game of geese, and put them in the cotton field, and you wouldn't have to eat the cotton. They wouldn't have the cotton.
Over the field to...